Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, them them low.
Bye.
Steps to Christ. Chapter 4. Confession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true mediator, our great high priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin, and if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the word of truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of his power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in his ability to defend and vindicate his cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us. Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgement of his guilt, he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3, 12 and 13. Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come to Eden? These were the questions implied in her excuse for her sin, thus charging God with the responsibility of their fall. The spirit of self-justification originated in the father of lies and has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. Confessions of this order are not inspired by the divine spirit and will not be acceptable to God. True repentance will lead a man to bear his guilt himself and acknowledge it without deception or hypocrisy. Like the poor publican, not lifting up so much as his eyes unto heaven, he will cry, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And those who do acknowledge their guilt will be justified, for Jesus will plead his blood in behalf of the repentant soul. The examples in God's word of genuine repentance and humiliation reveal a spirit of confession in which there is no excuse for sin or attempt at self-justification. Paul did not seek to shield himself. He paints his sin in the darkest hue, not attempting to lessen his guilt. He says, "Many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities." Acts chapter 26, verses 10 and 11. He does not hesitate to declare that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. The humble and broken heart, subdued by genuine repentance, will appreciate something of the love of God and the cost of Calvary, and as a son confesses to a loving father, so will the truly penitent bring all his sins before God. And it is written, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9.
Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell, who will be your host tonight. I just want to thank God for the privilege that I could be here. I just came in not too long. God is so good. So let us pray. Tonight is health reform. And the Lord said, we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning his will. He's in the midst. So, my dear beloved, we're going to start. I'm going to pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Heavenly Father, which art in heaven, we just thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us, Lord. With giving us health, giving us strength, provide, protect, Lord, you were there for us. As we come gather at your welcome table, dear Father, to listen to your dear brothers and sister who can rejoice by sharing their example and the things that you have done for them, dear Lord, we are asking you to hasten their footsteps that they will join us so we can give you all the praise. Bless us this night, Lord, while we present your truth. You are the light of the world, and you gave us the truth, that the truth must present it. And Father, help us, Lord, that we will be obedient to carry it out. Bless us as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome, my dear beloved, once more. I'm so happy to know that we can join together in this form. And we will start our program, right? We all will start and just pray and hope that our brothers and sisters will join us because the time is going on. So welcome. Our scripture passage, my dear beloved, is taken from Genesis 1:29-30. And I'm going to open the line for this, my dear sister, that she can read Genesis 1:30 as we are in our health message tonight. Genesis 1:29-34, 2, 3, 6, 3, 5. Your line is open. Can you read for us, please?
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Sister Powell. Thank you
evening,
for opening
Matthew.
My line. Amen. In Genesis chapter 1, and you said 29 through 30?
Yes, the last part of 30, Sister.
Amen.
Yeah, you can read it if you want. Nothing wrong with it if we read it all of it.
Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 29, reads, and God said,
okay, go on.
Okay. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat. 30, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every thing that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Carla, for reading. We saw what God do. He gave us every herb, right? Bearing seed for food, so he provides for us from the beginning. And also in 3 John, it said here, 3 John 1:4, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy, Sister Carlo, than to hear that my children settle in the truth. So God is telling us that we have to settle in the truth. He have no greater joy than to hear when we all settle in the truth. And 3 John and Revelation 22:1-2 said, the river of the tree of life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, and in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded their fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. my dear beloved, God is so good for us, that he have given us, right, everything that we need, my dear Sister Carla, and those who are there, as he has given us them. He knows what we need, and he have given us eight amazing steps to what is good for our health. And as we have read a while ago, the scripture in Genesis 1, 29, 30, and 3 John 3, 24, and Revelation 22, he said, beloved, I pray that all of us will prosper and in good health. That's why he gave us. And he wants us to eat a healthy food, right? And that was given for us from the beginning. So God is so good. So with the eight steps that God, amazing step that he gave us, my dear beloved, he gave us nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, and trust in God. And these are steps that he gave us, you know. It's wonderful for us to abide by these steps so that we can be healthy. You know, he gave us a diet of natural fruits and grain and nuts, and that can prevent and reverse today lifestyle diseases such as obesity, diabetes, heart diseases, and more. The case of scientists study, including the famous Blue Zone study, prove that those who follow the Bible's vegetarian diet can live an extra 6 to 7 healthy years. Why not give it a try, my dear beloved, an Advent life, right? God said there are people who, because they were obedient, right, stick to the natural diet, they live 6 to 7 healthy years, and that is wonderful. So we are praying that we will be obedient to follow it. And also the natural water that he have given us, he gave us the water to drink, you know. And Isaiah 52:7, did you know that nearly 60% of our body is water, right? So we need to take in some water. Also, he gave us the sunshine, right? The sky above proclaims God's handiwork, and that is Psalms 19:1-2. Did you know that 90% of Americans don't get enough vitamin D, which is essential for healthy cell and bone? One reason for this is because we do not get enough sunshine. So, my dear beloved, let us try to get some of the sunshine out there so that we will get some vitamin D. And try to get at least 30 minutes of direct sunshine 3 times a day a week. And if you have a darker complexion, you probably need more. Be sure to talk with your doctor to determine how much exposure is enough and how much is too much for you, right? And he also gave us the 8 amazing steps, breathe fresh air. We don't have to buy all these remedies, you know, these are natural, free of charge. Breathe comfort to them and they live in Ezekiel 37:10. Clean quality air is vital to your body, overall health. Breathing fresh air will help your cell function better, and we need to invigorate it too, you know. And as much as possible, we must breathe in deeply as much clean outside air as we can even know. The best air is found in natural setting, forests, waterfalls, and the ocean shore. Depending on pollution level, cracking open a few windows in your home can also help. And we know that exercise, right? She guards herself with strength, Proverbs 31:7. And God designed you to be physical active. And no matter your age or physical limitation, there is likely something you can do to increase your level of activity. My dear beloved, moderate, right? Disciplined body. So we saw that God gave us eight amazing steps that we can use without going to the doctor, the physician, that we can come in good health. So as we have here the eight amazing steps, now is the time, my dear beloved, I'm going to open the line so that my brothers and sisters can share some of the wonderful things they have been using throughout, you know, the past year and what they are doing now. So I'm asking you to press one that I can recognize that you want to start here. But I'm going to open this line, 985-232. Welcome to Advent Health Thursday. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? God bless. Can you check your phone, 985-282. Your line is open. All right. What is going on here? Okay.
Good evening.
Well, 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, Sister Jen Bravo. So I have a problem with my phone. I thank God for Joe. Today we on this line. Thank God for a beautiful night of sleep. Thank him for a wonderful day. He was so hot. My daughter, my grandbaby, the 6-year-old, she went outside this afternoon. It's like an hour, well, maybe an hour, half an hour ago, and she was delusional. She went and told the apartment lady downstairs over here by my daughter's house that she was lost, and she was looking for her brother, but he couldn't find his chat and some other things. And the lady told her, well, is that your grandpa? It's my cousin. I know they're home because I see the car and the two trucks outside. So I know they're home. So her mama called me. She said, where y'all at? Karen, looking for y'all. And they're all now. I said, I'm at home. Everybody home. I said, my brother now. She said, well, nobody home. So Papa went downstairs and got her. But she had made it upstairs. She just was so exhausted from the heat. I said, you was out there running. I look at you. You're so weak. Yeah, she was just weak. And I mean, she was weak. And just in there, the heat had hit her. And I told her, my mama, don't worry about it. So I said, I don't know where she's going, the way she looked. She went and laid on the sofa and just then she fell out. And I felt bad. Look how she looked. So I'm just asking for prayer for the kids over here in Louisiana because they're playing and they're getting weak in the sun. And I don't. I'm allergic to the sun. I don't go in the sun, but I pray today we had to go because told the Lord we was on a mission for him. And I wanted to be with my prayer warriors because they come from all over the four corners. And we was on a mission for him, and we had to do his work. So I thank God he come out. I just come out with a little headache. I just took something, and I was better. So I thank God for that. So we had a good time at the thing. Let me read his prayer. Amen. Lord,
amen.
I thank you for your mighty power. I thank you because your power is unlimited, and there is nothing impossible for you to do. It is by your power that I am alive today. I rest on the power today. Please let your power provide solutions for all my difficulties. Everything that I have been finding impossible to accomplish by your power that knows no impossibility. Help me to accomplish them. In Jesus' name I pray, I pray. Oh, what a wonderful prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I thank the Lord, and I want to ask for prayer for my brothers and sisters that are on this prayer line, and all those that are not, and all those that are displaced, and pray that we get some more to come back. And I just thank God for my family. Just ask for prayer, and we just want to just thank God for what all we did, because we had a wonderful time. And I love we met all of y'all, including Sister Power, Sister Carl, and Brother O'Neill, and the sisters and brothers were here, from here. So thank God for all of us. Amen. Brother John.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Like I said, hello to everyone. Amen. Like I said, hello to everyone. It's Brother John from Louisiana. And yes, like my wife said, we did have a blessed time. Yep, last weekend. It was a real blessed time. And getting to know the brothers and sisters, I was saying we went from voices and God made it reality that we got to actually see each other in reality. So it was wonderful. You know, it was real nice. And everyone exceeded their expectations. The goodness that I could tell by listening to them in person, it was just as wonderful, the expectations I had of them. So just want to say God bless the prayer line right here, and just keep on keeping on. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing the goodness of God and what God allows us to accomplish. You know, He is so good. And we just want to thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, that you were able to come out and to be on the battlefield with the rest of soldiers. And God is so good. And to know each other and how we have worked together, you know. So God is good. And this is just the starting, my dear beloved. You know, God wants us to do more. So by the grace of God, He is there and He is working it out for us so that we can join each other and to present to the message and also share, you know, to the community. So I just want to thank God for you. Yes, my dear beloved, we are going to open the line. We start a little late, my dear, so we are asking our brothers and sisters to be brief that we can, that we can hear the gospel. 225-337, your line is open.
Amen, amen. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just want to thank God for the testimony, because the testimony is sure, and God is so good that He blessed us. But I wanted to share, Sister Powell, are we sharing about the health, the herbs we use? Are we sharing that now, or what are we doing now? I came in, I was on, but I heard you reading.
Yes, we're here, and we're sharing that briefly, and also your praise report, you know, because we want everyone to, who are there to participate in briefly, shortly, you know, everyone that
okay.
We can make room for everyone.
Okay.
And we will be able to maybe praise. I don't know if the message with Sister Stephanie,
okay.
I think she's out at Orlando.
Okay.
Not sure.
Well, sisters and brothers, I just want to thank God for the blessing that we all come together and was united, blessed. I'm telling you, we just had a good time in the Lord with the people. The people was out there. They was asking questions. They sit there with us. They listened to the songs. They sit there. They ate. And they just was thanking God for the blessing, the gifts I mean, for everything that they received. Some that came that was so excited and what was going on that it had people that care about them. And, you know, truly that is the good thing of God, because he cares. And he was the one to send us there, because the Bible tells us that we are to go and share the gospel. And when you go share the gospel, you know, the people come. God send them. God bring them. You know, we didn't put no literature out. We didn't do nothing. But let me tell you something. When that tent was going up, boy, they was running. Oh, can we help you? We can help you. We're going to. So they begin to put the tent up and they worked. And I'm telling you, it just was a blessing that we all came together. My brothers and sisters from the church, we just thank God. So Sister Powell, again, and I thank God for another thing that he brought my sisters and brothers from far. And they came here with faith. They came here safe, and the Lord blessed them throughout the week. And I hope they were comfortable here at the house. It may have been a little cold because we keep it kind of cool in the house. But I thank God that that we all was here to share and to eat together. And Sister Brenda and Brother John was here. We all was here. Advent Life Ministry was right here at the house. So I just praise God. This truly came to pass, sisters and brothers. This has been over, I can't tell you how many years, but it came to pass as God said, and we was persistent, and that Advent Light made it come to pass. So I just want to thank Advent Light Ministry for all their donations, for all their love, for all their prayers. I want to thank Advent Light for everything that they done for the people of Louisiana. So let us come together. Let us come together and continue to put the money together, so you never know where we have to go next. So that's my testimony and what God has done for the people of Louisiana. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. Amen.
Okay. Okay. To God be the glory, great things he have done, Sister Leola. God is good. He is so great. He has done great things for us. We have experienced it, and we know that the field is out there, and the field are bare. So God wants the seeds to be planted in those fields so that the reaping time will come. And we know God will water those seeds, and by the grace of God, as we prayed daily, minutely, and hourly, we know that he will give us the fruit and the fruit from those seeds that we sow. So I want to thank you for sharing, you know, and giving praise. 523-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name?
Amen, amen. Yes, hi, this is Sister Carla. I'm calling from Tennessee. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God is good. He's truly worthy to be praised. Again, it was definitely a blessing to go out to Louisiana, saying that we've been there. We have completed that mission, and we just have to continue to pray for the soul that has been reached, you know, the soul that has been touched in different ways. We got to continue to keep them in prayer, that they will be steadfast and they will continue in this new walk, in this new life, the new knowledge that some have received, and to some is old knowledge, because they were once in the church and they have backslidden. So, and I also want to, you know, as it's Health Reform Thursday, I want to talk about also about the sun. It was really hot. I even got a suntan, and, you know, a little dehydration, but, you know, you have to drink a lot of water. At least, it depends on your size, at least the little children, at least four to five cups, the adult, at least 7 to 8. It depends how hot it is, and you got to stay hydrated, because you will get dehydrated and try to stay out the sun during the noontime. But praise the Lord, he blessed us. We were out there. We He sustained us. So that's a blessing, because we need sun. And by us getting all this sun, it can help us through the winter time that there is no sun. We still have enough to take us through. And I want to talk about this breakfast energy smoothie that everyone can make. You know, once you have a blender and you can make these smoothies to help you. Sometimes it's not about eating and chewing, just about drinking your food and being, you know, having healthy food or fruits to eat and drink. It's powerful and it's strength to the body. So this energy breakfast smoothie is orange, 2 cups of orange juice, yogurt. It's an option. 1 cup of yogurt, vanilla extra, 1/2 teaspoon of the vanilla extra, and mixed berries. You know, they sell them in the store in the frozen area, the mixed berries, the blueberry, the raspberry, blackberries and stuff. So the mixed berries, and also you can put a banana in there. Depends if you like banana, one or two bananas. And you blend that together, and you will have yourself an energy smoothie to help you, to take you through the day, the breakfast part of the day, you know, especially if you want to lose weight. And there's another tonic smoothie for building up your immune system. That's the cup of pineapple, a cup of mango, 1/2 teaspoon of lemon, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, a piece of ginger. You blend all of that together and you make the tonic. It's a powerful tonic, and you can also add, you know, a cup of pineapple. This will be very good for your immune system and to help you and strengthen you. So I just want to encourage my brothers and sisters, you can look up these things. There's lots of different smoothies to make. Also the green smoothie with the green apple, the spinach, the cucumber, the avocado, and you can blend all of this together, and some for the sweetener, either some honey or some date for the sweetener, and you know, you can have yourself a green smoothie that will help you, your liver, you know, to defecate and help to clean your body and to keep you healthy. So thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. May the Lord bless each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for coming on and to share these wonderful breakfast energy drinks, you know, that we can share. And I want to tell you, my dear beloved, our dear Sister Carla was on the battlefield. I am telling you, yeah, we can catch up with her energy, right? So we just want to thank God for her and let us pray continually, because she loved this work, my dear beloved. And she is well organized, you know. So we just want to thank Sister Carla, you know, for her, you know, our resources that she have been putting in, you know. Thank everyone, but I'm telling you, for a young person, you know, she is always there for us, Sister Leola, myself, and Sister Brenda, Brother John, and Brother O'Neill, you know. And you know what? The older one, you know, they are there to strengthen the younger one. The younger one are there to strengthen the older, you know. So we just want to thank God for this team. And we pray daily that God will give us the strength and also allow us that we will continue to do his will. Thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. Open this line now. 6, 8, 9, 2, 5. Okay. Just be patient with me, please. Yes, I'm going to open this line. 804-238. I don't know if you want to share. Your line is open. 804-238. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Read, will you marry me? The answer is yes. The need is inner and very frankly, We wish them many happy landings, just inside the distance.
804-238, your line is open.
With Western being fun for all, you still have a chance to be a sponsor and join him. Then cancel the society and a showdown against them. On your rooms and have a great time. If you can't,
it's a tragic thing.
Don't let Trump get in the way. All you have to do is play.
Yes, my dear beloved, God is so good. God is so great. I am not here, and I hear some background, so eventually I'm going to, that person will call over if they want to hear. Okay. Line now. 518-650, your line is open.
Good evening, sister. Good evening, everyone. Sister Powell, thank you
good
for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York. And I would like to sing my little song. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Every peace, divinest comfort, ever faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. For all the way my Savior leads me, cares it winding path I tread. Give me grace for every trial, feed me with the living bread. Though my weary sadly falter, and my soul a thirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, for the fullness of his love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wings I fly to realms of day. This my song to endless ages, Jesus, do it all the way. This my song to endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. All the way my Savior leads me. I have a right to ask the side. Can I doubt his tender mercy, which your life has been my guide? Peace, divinest comfort, hereby faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever befalls me, Jesus doeth all things well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thank you, Lord, for your keeping care, for your tender mercy. Thank you for life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for everything you have been doing. I just want to magnify and praise your holy name, O God, because your name is more than words can explain. Your name is worthy to be praised. Please, Jesus, forgive me of my sins, wash me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Mold me and fashion me to your likeness and make me to what you want me to be. Lord, be with each and every one of us on this prayer line. Every one of us, along with our families, oh God, we put our families and ourselves into your hands this evening. Only you alone know everything. Father, you're a great God. You're a mighty God. And there's nothing too hard for you, and there's nothing you cannot do. Lord, with you all things are possible. So, Father, we call upon you this evening to forgive us of our sins, to wash and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Create in us clean heart, O God, and renew right spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, and uphold us with your free spirit. Into your hand we give ourselves. Lord, your cry, give ear to our word. Cover us under your blood, Jesus. Father, heal the sick, feed the hungry, clothe the naked. Open shelter for the homeless, Lord, freely you receive and freely you give. Lord, be in every hospital, every nursing home, every senior's apartment. Oh God, so many are sick, oh God. So many are mourning the loss of their loved one. But oh God, please, Lord, comfort them. Let them feel secure and know that there's a better day coming, Lord. If we all are faithful, we will see each other who we have died. So, Lord God, thank you. Lead us into the path of righteousness, oh God, and help us to fix our mind on you and not on the things of this life, because there's nothing in this life sin, shame, and disgrace. So, Lord, your prayer this evening. Give ear to our word, oh God. Consider our meditation. Hearken unto the voice of our cry, oh God, as we cry to you. Father, thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for what you are doing, what you continue to do, and what you will forever do. Father, hear us as we cry, God. Please, please, do not pass us by. Your life into our life, oh God, and help us to come closer and closer to you. So that when you come, we all will go home to live with you. In Jesus' ages of eternity, I pray and I give you thanks. Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen. Oh, God.
Amen. You finished, Sister Barnaby? Sister Barnaby, you drop her. Were you finished?
Yes.
Okay. All right, thank you, Sister Barnaby, for that thing, All the Way My Savior Leads Me. And also your friend, that is our prayer, that Jesus will lead us all the way. My dear beloved, we have to really come serious or get ourselves ready, because as we have looked and saw what is happening out there, taking place out there, it's not easy. So all the way with Jesus, as we surrender all to him, he is the one who has to help us so that we will be able to get over, you know, what is happening with the stress and the health situation, the problem, the killing. And I am going to share a testimony, and I am telling you, I just have to give God thanks for what he has done. My dear beloved, God is so good. And I just want to thank God for you ever, brothers and sisters here on this line, who pray for us, because of the prayer of the saints have allowed us sometimes to get you. You know, we were in Louisiana and we had a good time. Traveling was very good. I have a good travel. We are grieving to my daughter and her husband, and I had a wonderful time. My dear beloved, I was tired, and I did sleep. I slept away, and, you know, rest, no one was there to wake me, you know, or to worry. You didn't even hear a sound because I was sleeping. And this evening, when I do ready, my son-in-law took me part of the way, and my son came from work, and he came to pick me up the other half of the way. My dear beloved, the traffic was so bad. Big trucks and cars, and you know, people changing lane and doing that. But my prayer, I was praying the whole time, you know, from I went into the car. Half of the way to Albany, my dear beloved, I am telling you, the devil raged. There was a driver with one of those mini jeep, like, and I don't know where that guy came from, because we were in actually the left lane, the middle lane, and he just come around and started to curse my son, and also trying to back him in. He was trying, my son trying to get, and he was just going on, and the guy point take his phone and like about it, like he's taking picture. My son didn't do anything. Wasn't a bad driving, did not cut off this young man. We did not know where the man came from. And my dear beloved, your servant here was just praying, because you don't know the traffic, you know, is bad traffic. But I said, homie, all you do, my dear beloved, just try to move up, try to pass him. Try every time my son tried to go up, he'd come like he's coming in front to gap him off. So there could be a lot of accident here this evening. But I thank God, you know, that God was able to be in the road to guide us, and he heard our prayer and our prayer, and I was able, I think he got off of the turn into Schenectady Road, and we turned to Albany. But he was just blowing and showing his fingers and, like, you know, like, what I will do with you if I catch you, what I am going to do with you. And I said, Lord, what a way the devil works. So the devil is out there, my dear beloved. So when we go on the street and when we came home back safely, we have to just give God thanks for protection and his loving care, tender mercies towards us on the road. Because if the Lord wasn't protecting Evelyn, it wouldn't be us alone. It would be a pile of car by the lanes, you know, would be in danger. But I thank God, my dear beloved. You know, the devil didn't like to see what happened. And he said, no, is the time you guys going home. I am going to give you something. But Jesus was there to protect us. So, my dear beloved, let us continue to pray for each other. And let us continue, you know, to lift up those drivers on the road so that they will have that love and compassion, care for others, and not, don't think about themselves. That's my testimony of praise, hope in this line. 754-802, your line is open. Can you tell your name? Welcome to Advent Life. Seven five four 802, your line is open.
Hi. Thankful to be on here.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, I want to praise the Lord for his goodness and his mercies, and for traveling mercies. This past week, he's been allowing me to be right where I need to be whenever my time is up. As I drive, you know, tractor trailers, and I have to be very careful. And he always bring me to the right place so I can sleep peacefully. And I want to thank him so much. I never had a violation on my time to go over my limit, and just at the right time, the Lord been bringing me into the harbor, and I just want to thank him for that. And I'm praying that he will reveal to me where he will have me to worship this Sabbath. Last week, I was fellowshipping with the saints in Houston, Texas, and that was a blessing. They welcomed me to come back again, and if I'm ever in that area, I'll definitely be going there. But now it seems I'm going to be in Oklahoma come tomorrow for shutting down for the Sabbath. So I'm praying that I'll be close by to Seventh-day Adventist Church so I can go and give an offering to the Lord and to praise his name for his goodness and to be with the people of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my brother. I didn't get your name.
My name is Brian, Brother Brian.
Brother Brian. Okay, thank you, Brother Brian, for joining. Is the first time you join us?
For Thursday night, Brother, yes.
Okay, thank you for joining for the first time. Welcome. We on Advent Live.
I take that back.
I take that back. I'm sorry. I remember a health lecture being given on here. I'm not sure, I don't remember the brother's name, but he was talking about oil and but the negative effects of oil in the system. Okay, so.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Brother Brian, for joining and also sharing your know. And we will be continuing praying for your truck driver, you know, because we know how the road is out there as I share what took place today. And, you know, and it's a blessing to know that, you know, you are interested, even though you are driving to find a church where you can worship. And last week you said you worship in Texas and it was good. So we do pray that in Oklahoma you will find a church so that you can be blessed. And thank you. And we are asking you, anytime you have a prepared time, still remember this line and you can join. So we welcome you here. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. Okay. Yes, my dear beloved. God is good. God is so great. Who pins this line? 857-505, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Okay, amen, amen, Sister Powell. Hello, Sister Powell. Hello, my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Hallelujah, 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 my brothers and sisters. God is good. He's worthy to be praised, my beloved brothers and sisters. My brothers and sisters, trust in the Lord, my beloved brothers and sisters, because God is able, my brothers and sisters. And Sister Powell, my dear sister, I'm praying for everyone, my sister Power. I'm praying for my mother, Sister Power. I'm praying for my mom. I'm lifting up my mom in prayer. And Sister Power, my dear sister, I'm praying for Brother Brian, Sister Power, that Brother Brian will bring a message on this prayer line. I'm praying that the Lord, Sister Power, that God will bring Brother Brian on this prayer line to come preach the word on this prayer line, because Sister Power, God is able, Sister Power. I will sing that song, Sister Power, for Brother Brian. Brother Brian will be blessed with that song, Sister Power. And Sister Katie, my dear sister, focus on the Lord, my dear sister, Sister Katie, because God is good, Sister Katie. God is worthy to be praised. And Sister Katie, do not forget, Sister Katie, that song said, do not pass me by, Sister Kaylee, Sister Katie. Trust in the Lord because he is good. He's worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Sister Katie, I will bless you with your song.
Amen.
Sister Powell, can I sing a song?
Amen.
Sister Powell, when the can I sing
no,
a song?
Well, Brother Eli, you can sing the song after. We have some other people after the end. I will allow you to sing the song, right? We have some people that
Amen.
We have to listen. All right, we just want to thank you for sharing and blessing each one of us and Sister KD and every one of us here. But in the closing, we will allow you to sing the song, right? Just give us a little more chance that we can open the line. I want to open the line for everyone here that you can share, my dear beloved. Can you share that God is good and what God have been doing for you? Tonight, I do not expect our dear sister Stephanie. She's in a session in Orlando, and we just ask you all to lift her up in prayer, right? 804-238, your line is open. Would you like to share? You know, I check your phone if it is on mute. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, my dear beloved, now is the time that we are going to pray. We're going to go into a season of prayer. And for this season of prayer, I am going to ask for some specific prayer. We are asking for prayer from maybe few or three for our youth, our children, right? our ministers, our brothers, our sisters. I'm asking you to lift them up, our church, right? Our leader, the leaders of the church, general conference and all that. And our churches, because, brother, we want back our churches. I don't know if you guys do not want back your church, but we want back our churches. And to want back our churches, we have to go in prayer. Go in prayer and ask the Lord to help us that we will get back our churches, right? So I am going to, Brother Eli, just a short song, prayer song, and then I will open the line for you to do your short song of prayer, right? And then we're going to go in prayer.
You want to sing or pray?
Okay,
Sister Power. Thank you, Sister Power. Sister Power, Brother Brian, God bless Brother Brian with that song, my dear sister. Do not pass me by. Oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. Oh, Savior, do not pass me by. Oh, yes, Sister Brown, sing with me, Sister Brown, Brother Brian, and Sister Tamiko. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. Savior, do not pass me by.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, brother. Amen. 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 Save yourself by. We're going to open the line asking for some prayer, asking the Lord not to pass us by. 225-337, your line is open. Can you pray? There are those requests that we place. We are going in a season of prayer, my dear beloved.
Yes. All the way, our Savior, lead us. What have I? Oh, Father, we come before you, Father, asking you, Father, to look in each and every heart. Can you forgive us of our sins? And, Father, we thank you this hour as we all bow our heads and closing our eyes, just thinking of you, Father, and your blessing that you have blessed us tonight to allow us to come together to be on this prayer line. Heavenly Father, I know that you see the heart, Lord, that we are striving, Father, for your perfection. Oh, Father, as Brother Eli sang this song, Savior, Savior, please do not pass us by. Heavenly Father, I'm asking you to help each and every one of us, Father. And what a friend we do have in Jesus, because you know he is our Savior. He is the one that goes to the Father, asking him, Father, showing him his pierced hand, my blood for these. So, Heavenly Father, as we call upon you tonight, Father, Lord, we thank you for Sister Power's safe traveling mercy. We see the fiery darts that was thrown at them. But, Lord, you overcame and you got them home safe. Heavenly Father, we heard Brother Brian as he was traveling on the highway. Father, we lift him up tonight. Father, he's seeking and searching to go to a place of worship. Now, Father, on his journey, Father, I'm asking that you allow him to find a place, Lord, that will fill his soul and help him to know that Jesus is coming soon. And he's seeking for you, Father. He even trying to bless the church with a portion of his earning. So Heavenly Father, as he seek for the church, the place of worship, Father, we asking you to lead and guide him. Direct him, Lord, where you would want him to be. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for Brother Brian to come on this prayer line. Lord, as we lift up Brother Brian, Lord, Father, we lift up his family to you. Lord, we don't know him, but Lord, if he has his family or all of his family, Father, we pray for each and every one of them that they may same zeal that Brother Brian has. Oh, Father, many of us heard that. He is seeking. So, Lord, as he's seeking to serve you, Lord, Father, let us hear these words. All these words going to come before us in that day when Jesus, when we sit at that welcome table, or when we come before our Savior to be that judgment day to talk to us. And Lord, let the words we hear come in my Father's kingdom, or we can sit at that welcome table. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for this prayer line. Bless us tonight, Lord, as we hear the words of wisdom. Lord, your word. Your word is the bread of life. It is the food that feed us, Lord, for the spiritual, Lord, and that to keep our mind and our eyes set up on you. And Father, we drink of that spirit, that water that you said that we would be, fill us the water of life. And Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you. Bless each and every one of my sisters and brothers on this prayer line. And Lord, give us that love for one another, because Jesus said, above these two, hang them all on two, the love of God and the love for your brethren. So, Lord, if we do this, you said the rest, that we continue to seek you and to serve you. But most of all, God said the greatest of all is love. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for that love that you came down here on this earth to show us how to love one another. We thank you, Father. And we pray all this in the worthy name of our Savior Jesus Christ. We do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that prayer. Open all the line for Sister Carla. 423-634. Can you lead us in prayer for some of those names, the youth and our church, right? Our young people, if you could lift them up for us. Tonight we're doing a little different, you know. Okay.
Amen, amen. Kind of loving Father, there's nothing too hard that's for you, Lord. You say, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Lord. We're seeking rest. We're seeking wisdom. We're seeking knowledge, instruction, direction, everything you have mapped out for us in your precious word, because your word is a light unto our, a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, but we have to take it up and read it and ask the Holy Spirit to come into us, Lord. We're asking for forgiveness of sin of your children, your people, your church, oh Lord. You call us backslide. You say return back to your love. And where's the paper of divorcement that you have given us, Lord? But we ask that you will forgive us, Lord. Help us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness so that we can hear, well done, good and faithful service, that we can be at the welcoming table, that we can have on that robe of righteousness, Lord. We ask that you will touch the youth, Lord. You see the direction that they're going to. The world is calling them, Father. But you are calling them, saying, come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Gently, Lord, you're calling them moment by moment. May they yield to you. May they turn from their evil and wicked and perverse ways to come to you, which is their Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Creator of heaven and earth and all that is in it, even us. You have made us for your glory. Help us to know that, Lord, and moment by moment, help us to surrender to you. Help us to think about all that you have done and the life of Christ on that cross, the last hours of what he has done for us. Ungrateful human being, Lord. Please be with your church, Lord. You said there's many in other churches, Lord, that's going to give their hearts to you and surrender. We also lift them up, Lord. May your perfect will be done. We know the people are the churches, oh, Father. We know you have disciples all around, those that have not bent their knees to Baal. Help us to be amongst them. Help us to be amongst 144,000 that will lift up a banner, lift up a standard, that will go forth in the strength of Jehovah, in the strength of our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us what we have failed and come short, Lord. Help us to do away with sin and sinful thoughts, sinful practice, whatever it is, the way that we're eating, dress, our health reform, the 8 laws of health. Help us to keep that, because it will help us to become stronger and to become unified and to become one people under the banner of Jesus, Lord. Bless us this evening, each and every one of us. You know our thoughts. You know what we're going through. You know our waking up and our lying down. You know everything about us. It cannot be hidden. So I ask that your perfect will be done. May we surrender to you. Bless us again to this end. Unspoken requests, I ask that you will be with each and every heart, each and every listener, near and far, in Japan, in Canada, in China, in the Netherlands, in the Caribbean, here in the United States, wherever they might be listening, Lord, hear their cries. They're crying out to you to help them for food, for shelter, for clothes, for their finance, for healing of that mind and body. We thank you ever so much, kind and loving Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, my dear beloved, for prayer. We'll do another, and then we will go into our studies. Most righteous and eternal Father, again we come before you, Lord, as you have heard the prayer of your daughters, them, Lord, who lifted up the situation that we are going through to you, where you are in the most holy sanctuary. And we are asking you, Lord, let your will be done. We are here, dear Father, to be your representative ambassador and also your servant to carry out your work. We thank you, dear Lord, that we would was being obedient to fulfill your service. And those, dear Lord, who we have ministered to, dear Lord, you know everything about them. We are asking you right now, dear Lord, to minister to them, touch their hearts so that they will surrender all and come to know you more and more each day. All the children, Lord, bless them, dear Father. Those who are seeking homes that they can reside, dear Lord, we ask you that the Holy Spirit will hasten the authorities, them, that they will able to find some homes, Lord. We press up Crystal to you, dear young lady, who love you, dear Father, and want to follow you as their personal Savior. We ask you to cover her under your blood. We lift up Jarvis to you, dear Lord, in which we want to give you thanks for what you have done. This young man had promised to give me $50,000 after I just give him a little donation. And that young man was able to come back to me and put some coins in my hand, Lord. He had remembered the promise that he had promised. And Lord, those coins represent more of the love that he has for you. And you touch him, Lord, that he could remember that. So I just want to put him to you, present him to you this day. Ask you to cover him, his mind. Let his mind be stayed upon you. Father, you can do all things. And we here on the Advent Light been praying for Jarvis, been praying for Brother Rick's daughter, dear Lord, and many others. So as we lift them up to you, dear Lord, we are asking you to let your will be done. And again, dear Lord, all these requests that place to you, we all agree with these requests, and we just thank you to all the Holy Spirit that you will hear and answer them according to your will. Heavenly Father, our dear sister Stephanie is not here. She won't present the message, Lord. We ask you to cover her in her training that she's on and protect her, Lord, in her traveling go and fro, dear Lord, bring our back. And as we lift up tonight your words, allow each one of us, dear Father, to be filled. And if Brother O'Neill is on the line, would like him to press one that we can identify that he is here, that he can bring some current report to us. So, Father, we just want to thank you for everything that you have done. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for our brothers and sisters who join us. Help us to be faithful to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved, this is the time we're going to hear a little from the Minister of Healing. And we do know that our dear Sister Carla always puts some wonderful quotes here for each and one of us to share. We are asking you to get your Ministry of Healing book. We are asking you to get the Bible and also your folder with your pen and pencil or pencil so that you can take down these messages. As we have been going through, you know, the 8 laws of amazing facts that God have given unto us. As he said, he wish above all things that your children will prosper and be in good health. And he wants us to have faith in these things. The Lord is my strength, Psalms 28:7. God wants you to have a strong body, wants us to have a strong body. And he also wants us to be strong spiritually. So if our body is strong, he is expecting our body and our spirit and our mind and everything will be strong. So we must put our trust in him and his word and reserve his food that those who practice faith are less anxious, right, and are happier than those who don't. So when we practice faith, the Lord's word said, we are happier than those. And we must make it a habit to pray, my dear beloved. If there is no other time we need to pray is now, right? Because we saw all the things that is happening coming up on the earth, and only God's prayer will strengthen us. And we have to be obedient to his will. He said, make it a habit to pray and to read God's word daily and seek to obey him in all things, including in taking care of our body. And after all, your body is the temple of the Lord. And we found that in 1 Corinthians 6:19. So God loves us. He wants us to take. So let us get started, my dear beloved, right? Get started now. You know, things that we didn't, you know, when we do not know, but when we know, by his grace, by his help, we are able to do it. He said, get started now. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life more abundantly. John 10:10. That's what you can have when we put these Bible steps for optimal health into our daily practice. So, you know, reading these steps, amazing steps that God has given unto us, study the Bible word faithfully, right, and put it into practice, God will help us that we will have good health. Yes, God cares about you and health, but the choice is yours. Will you trust Jesus and start living a better, healthier life today? This is a question, my dear beloved. Do we, right, trust Jesus? And I do know each and every one of us on this line trust Jesus. And if we trust Jesus, right, we will have a better, better, better life. So we are expecting our dear beloved brothers and sisters to be obedient by eating healthy food, or to drink more water, to get sunshine, even though we heard all the sun was bad because it was very hot in Louisiana and it was actually burning. We heard of Sister Brenda when she's here with the children. So we have to be careful with our hot sun, right? And to breathe fresh air, and those are no money we have to pay for all those, right? Breathe fresh air and to do exercise. And whatsoever we do, my dear beloved, let us be moderate and, you know, temperate
in doing everything. And we must also remember in Ecclesiastes 5:12, the sleep of the laboring man is sweet, right? So if we labor, we have to get good rest, good sleep, and rest our body. And it said here, God designed sleep to restore and to repair your body function. And are you getting enough? Are we, a question, are we getting enough intemperance, going to bed sometime night, late in the night, and doing things up in the night, setting up? God wants us to be temperance in everything that we do. So our prayer tonight, today, and forever, that we will ask the Lord to help us, that we will follow these 8 laws of health, just as how we want us to be obedient with the 10 commandments. So that is our, what God wants us to do, as we have been studying about health reform. And we do know that if we follow the health message and we are able to share, because we do know the health message is the right arm to the gospel message. And without the gospel, the right arm, the health and the gospel, but we notice that the health message have not been, they have not been presenting the health message the way it should. Even the everlasting gospel, the third angel message that God have given unto us. And they are supposed to be going hands in hands, right? So we just pray that, you know, we will come back to what the Lord wants us to do, especially in this time when we may not be able to preach the gospel message, but we will be able to share with our brothers and sisters when we meet them, and also let them know about the herb that we read in Genesis 1 and 29, 30, and also what God wants with us in Jeturjan 1, 4, and in Revelation 22, that one day soon and very soon, our children, all of us who are faithful, we will see again that tree of life, and it will bear 12 manner of fruit, and the leaves are for the nation, and we hear faithful, and God, see, we will sit with him, and we will also pick up that tree of life that bear 12 manner of fruit and yield our fruit. Every month we will be getting a different fruit and we will enjoy. There will be no more sickness, no more sorrow, no more pain, and no more sadness. And this is what we on Advent Life is praying for, that the Lord will give us a healthy body and allow us that we will go out there with vigor, with strength, with power, to present the gospel message as his representative, as he is the ambassador and also his servant to present the gospel message to the world. And I do know that each and every one on this line are ready to go on the battlefield with our Lord. And as we have been out there this weekend, you know, these 3 weeks, we are so blessed with what the Lord has done by sharing and also teaching and also counseling. And you know what? I do know that the blessings was well fed and well received. And we just pray that God will pour out a blessing on all those so that they will come to know you. So we will just, right now, as sisters and brother on the line, maybe not hearing a message today and a reading, but we just read some of these quotes where our sister Carla had placed it on our iPad each week. We want to thank her for the work that she has been doing. And this, right, so this is what it said here, Health Reform Thursday. In our work, we are to minister to the physical infirmities of those with whom we are brought in contact. That's what we have done last week. We are to present the principles of health reform, impressing our hearers with the thought that they have a part to act in keeping themselves healthy, right? So that is our job. The body must be kept in a healthy condition in order that the soul may be in health. That was what we just said a while ago.
He who would have physical and spiritual strength must educate his appetite in a right line. After all, the Lord to help us pray that things that we are doing, putting in our appetite, eating, that we will pray that the Lord will help us that we can shun from those unhealthy habits that we all have. We must be careful not to burden the soul by overtaxing its physical or spiritual power. Faithful adherence to right principles in eating, drinking, and dressing is a daily that God has laid upon human beings. So, my dear beloved, whatsoever we do, we have to do it as a principle, right? Because we are maybe saying nothing wrong with us when we go out there dressed anyhow, nothing wrong with us when we go eating anything, nothing wrong with us by drinking what we should not put in our body. The Lord said to us that we should not, right? And the Lord desire us to obey the laws of health and life. Health and life. He owes each one of us responsible to care properly for his body that it may be kept in health. And this is letter 123, June 25, 1903 to Edson and Emma White. You know, God gave us everything, my dear beloved. And if we fall short because we want to fall short, because the Adventists had gotten every word, and it came right from the Bible. Whatsoever is in the Bible, that's what our reformer, right, our prophetess, Lord, whatsoever she said, she is just the lesser light. And the higher light is from the Bible. And watch the word of God. And whatsoever she said, we know that it is in the Bible. So we are blessed with information, my dear beloved. And that's the reason why we here have to go out with this information that we are blessed with to go and share with others. So that is it. And God wants us to follow his example, right? No man's example is example. And the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world as an unwary servant of man's necessity. He took all our infirmities and he bare our sickness that we might minister to every need of humanity. And we find that in Matthew 8:17. Right? The burden of disease and wretchedness and sin, he came to remove. It was his mission to bring men complete restoration. He came to give them health and peace and perfection of character. So that is what our Lord came on earth to do to every mankind, not only to our group, but to all mankind. But what do happen is mankind rejected his truth, rejected his word, and we saw because of rejection, you know, it started from the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve. We saw that rejection, reject the truth, was not being obedient, and we saw how we came down with, you know, all these things. But, you know, he is there to restore us and to transform us in his likeness so that we can be able to stand and to go and share his word. He said, varied were the circumstances and needs of those who besought his aid, and none who came to him went away unhealed. Brothers and sisters, look what Jesus has done. He said no sickness came to him. And that's the reason why we here as a people, we here as a brothers and sisters, is able to follow his example, what he has done. And we cannot do it alone. And we have to depend upon him in prayer and fasting so that he will pour the Holy Spirit upon us and that will bring back these things to our remembrance and that we can go out and share, especially in this time that we are living in, right? He said, besought, and none who came to him, right? No sickness
We have heard of various sickness and illness and diseases, and we saw what he has done. He had healed them, brokenhearted. He had comforted them, strengthened their heart. People looking for healing process from sickness for 37 years. And he had healed their sickness, right? So we know that there is nothing too hard that our Savior cannot do. And he said here, from him flowed a stream of healing power, and in the body and mind and soul, men were made whole, right? The healing power that he has, many men in which each one of us know and have the experience and, you know, to know within themselves that they too, or we too, sometimes is covered under infirmities, and there is no one irreweed beside the power of Jesus Christ. So he is able to do all things. He said the Savior work was not to restrict to any time or place. So there is no restriction, my dear beloved. Wherever time the Lord permits us to go, let us be obedient to follow his will, that we can go to help and to comfort and to do just as what the Lord has done. Because he told us in his word that his children are supposed to follow his example, and his example, that means his character, you know, and we know that Jesus' character is full of righteousness by faith in Christ. He is a righteous man, and he wants us to be righteous just like him. The Savior work was not to restrict to any time or place. His compassion knew no limit on so large a scale that he could not do his work of healing and feeding and healing and teaching and feeding, that there was no building in Palestine large enough to receive the multitude that thronged to him on the green hill slope of Galilee, in the marketplace, the thoroughfares of travel, by the seashore, in the synagogue, and in every other place where the sick was, could he, people brought their sick people to him. My dear beloved, what a joy in our heart to know that Jesus never leave out no one. So right now, we, our experience, an example of what the Lord has done, that we are not supposed to leave out anyone. And that is the reason I will just stop here, and I will, well, you know, pause, that anyone have a question, you know, have what the reading, what we have been studying, and want their life to, or want their life to be changed so that they will be obedient to what God have told us and what we should be doing. But God never leave out, Christ, Jesus never leave out no one, my dear beloved. Everywhere he go, he preach. Everywhere he go, he teach. Everywhere he goes, he heal. And all these individuals follow him as throne. And I am telling you, that's the reason why we have to do his will, and we have to play his part. So I'm thankful to God, you know, that he allows us, right, to leave from Albany, to leave from Tennessee, to leave from Brooklyn, and to meet our brothers and our sisters in Louisiana, and that we could come together with the folks in Louisiana, and we could go on the mission field where he sent us, and to meet all those individuals, nearly 300 individuals. Some have infirmities, but they were there. Some was there homeless, they were there. Some was traveling, they were there. Some was passed by, and they stopped, and they were there, and they were blessed. So I just want to thank God that God have uses us, and I pray by the grace of God that each one of us in our community, we may not be able to go to Africa, Louisiana, Brooklyn or what, but in our various community where we are, my dear beloved, tonight, ALT Reform Advent Light you know, encouraging each one of us, our doorstep, our neighbors, right? Let us show that love and that compassion and that caring, you know, that they can know who God is. We have a lot of tracks going out. We have the 80 Amazing Tape. We have health message, things that you're not supposed to be doing. We have Step to Christ. We have Great Controversy. Lord, we have all these books, National Sunday Laws, and we have all these things combined together in which we have given out. So we just want to give God thanks. So I just want to thank each one tonight as we really go through the read the example of Christ, follow the 8 steps, amazing steps that he gave us in health, reform the laws, and also for my brothers and sisters, and also the quote, our precious word. Remember, the Bible and the spirit of prophecy go hand in hand, my dear beloved. So let us continue to study the word. And I'm praying and asking, my dear beloved, as Advent Light is here on the Thursday night, you know, Bible study, we used to do Bible study on the line. So if anyone would like Bible study, you know, they can just call and put in, and there you will have somebody to give you Bible study. And I'm also asking, my dear beloved, let us invite other people, share the line number to other people, you know, to let them know, you know, you want to hear of some wonderful word, you know, ask them to call the line and you will get it. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined, Brother Brian, who is driving. Remember him in prayer, Lord, on the road, and that he find a good a church tomorrow, Sabbath, that he can worship. And every one of us as brother and sister on this line are God's servant. You are God representative. You are God ambassador. Do not say you cannot speak. Lord God will place the word in your mouth. Do not say you cannot read. God will allow you to the Holy Spirit. Everything that you need, all you have to do is ask. So I just want to thank you for tonight, everyone. We have a full house. And we want to thank you. And if anyone have any query about comment or, you know, about what they heard tonight, they can take off their self of the line and just ask the question. If you don't understand and we don't know, we will get somebody to answer it. So you can take off yourself off the line that I can know that you want. You have a question on the health reform that we have studied, the 8 amazing Park, and also the example of Christ, and also what he gave us in the beginning, right, in the food that we should eat, and also, so you can, I give you a few time now, my dear beloved, and thank you, that you can hear, can take off yourself, and then you can press one, and I will open your line. Don't be shy. You know, every one of us is here, and we are here doing God's will, and we just want to hear from you. All right. Thank you. 225-337, your line is open.
Sister Paula, I want to thank you for giving that altar call. I say, listen, that mom giving an altar call. And you know one thing? If people will not hear an altar call in church, they got to hear it here. So, brothers and sisters, Jesus is calling all of us. Any of us that not heeding to the call or understanding the salvation, he wants us to know him. And to know him is to know his word and to study his word. So if there's anyone, like she said, don't be shy, don't be ashamed. Because you know what? Not one of us on here is a theologian, is no pastor. We are nothing. We're nothing, brothers and sisters. We just the same as you are. We are just, you remember when Christ said, who did Christ choose to be his disciples? He went to the unlearned men. And guess what? And that's what we are. Unlearned women, unlearn young men on this prayer line. Because you know what? We went to nobody college. We read and study that Bible with one another. And we pray. We pray asking God for his grace, his word, his Holy Spirit teaching us. So one thing about this prayer line, you don't have to be ashamed because you know we are all one in God's eyes, equal. We're not no better than you or you no better than me. So we say on this prayer line, we are sisters and brothers, and we all at the same level by God's grace. Because Sister Power can talk some things and whatever, but God bless her with that. And I may not do what Sister Power do, but you know what? If you start to begin to trust God and listen and start sharing the word, listen, we've been on this prayer line for about 12 years. Sister Leola has grown. Sister Power has grown. We all growing on this prayer line. So that's why we are asking that anyone, if you need a study with us, we can study. But you know what? When you study with us, we seek our Father and our Savior. We pray, brothers and sisters. So we ask that you would take up that offer. And you can pray about it. You can pray about it. Take up that offer. And, you know, if you like to, just give us a call. Sister Power going to give the number. And we this is like Monday through Friday. Even when you're driving, if you want prayer when you're driving, we on the phone at 8 o'clock in the morning. At 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern time, you can call. You can call Sister Powell, or you can call Sister Powell. Going to give you a number, and this number that you call, this is not the line we on. Every morning, we on a conference call. It's a different number, and that number is, I'm gonna say it slow, 605-05. This same number, I'm saying it slow, and I'm repeating it. The first three number is 605. The next number is 475. Let me make sure, my brothers and sisters, because Sister Leo.
Yes,
475. And the next 4,000. Set of numbers, the next four numbers is 4,000. Now we're going to repeat it because sometimes it takes it. I don't know if you had a pen. The first area code is 4,000. And then we have a password you got to put in. It's 1135 pound. That is 11035 pound. Password. Or the code you can do is code or password you can use is 1135 pound, and you can call while we on prayer in the morning at 8 o'clock Eastern time, and no, it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. I'm sorry, and New York Eastern time is 9 o'clock, and Central time like Louisiana, coming back towards Texas. It's 8 o'clock. So Central time is 8 o'clock and Eastern time is 9 o'clock. And you can give us a call and we can be on the prayer line. Because brothers and sisters, I have a friend right now and her daughter. Sister Powell, just give this testimony. I'm not calling no name. It was called for us to pray. My friend is no more than 67 years old, and her daughter got to be about 30 in her 30s, no more than 40. She's bleeding on the brain. Brothers and sisters, we need prayers. We have to pray for one another, for our children, for our family. We got to pray that they come to Christ. And I'm going to end it at that. Thank you, Sister Powell. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen. We got, thank you, Sister Sister Leola, for sharing our early morning prayer line, 9 o'clock. And as Sister Leola says, 605-475-4000. PIN is 1135. And we know our prayer line number here is, all who know, 319-527-6240. Right? So we know these number, and we are asking you to call us and to share the line with others. Tonight we get a little brother. No one come to stop me. They were coming in, but, you know, after sharing. So I just want to thank my brother and sister. I haven't seen anyone else take off their hand and press number one that we can, if you have any question. I just want to thank Sister Leola for that coming. Now the Lord is calling us, my dear brother. There is no time for us to delay his call. And if you are here on the line and you will feel impressed and touched by the Holy Spirit, we are asking you, if you need special prayer, we are asking you to call on the line or to, you know, just demonstrate it, just show us that we can, you know, pray for you. So we just want to thank everyone tonight who come on the line and we share. And we want to invite you tomorrow is the Sabbath. And tomorrow night we will be having a grand time on the line. And our host will be our dear beloved Sister Carla. So we are asking each one here to remember to come on the line and to invite others. So we will just close by the grace of God. Have a blessed night, and we want to thank you for coming. And my favorite song, you know, and my favorite, I have a little favorite song, and sometimes I must say, they may, you know, I talk that song so much, they lead me to Calvary.